to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The only way we're going to be able to address our deficit is through shared sacrifice. And asking the super rich to pay their fair share to reduce the deficit is just, it's common sense. If we're going to get to a point where we're actually going to balance the budget, we're all going to have to sacrifice some things that we'd like. And that means there are going to be cuts, but there are also going to have to be revenues. And I think that people who make more than $1 million a year are going to have to step up and shoulder their fair share.
That's Congressman Martin Heinrich from Mexico, who thinks it's just common sense to ask billionaires to pay more in taxes to help get our economy back on track. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, asking the same old question I always ask. What about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there, Congressman Heinrich? Here's ABC's George Stephanopoulos with political commentator James Carville, who's gotten on the critical bandwagon for President Obama.
The president's speech was the kind of hard line you and a lot of other Democrats were calling for. But are you worried that that class warfare charge might stick and scare off the moderate voters that Obama's going to need next year?
Well, moderate voters know this. President Clinton raised tax on wealth and created 22 million jobs. President Bush lowered tax on wealth and created 1 million jobs. I think any moderate voter can do the math. That's what it's about, according to the president. Furthermore, raising these taxes are popular across not just Democratic voters, but popular among everybody. Gallup pointed out, I think it was like 80% thought it should be a combination of tax cuts and spending cuts. Our own Democracy Corps poll in Georgia showed that raising taxes on the wealthy is one of the most popular ways to cut the deficit. So I'm not very concerned at all. I think moderate voters are going to be behind this.
You irritated the White House last week by calling the president to fire his economic and political team. Now that he's taking this new stance, you still standing by that?
Well, look, I think he fired his old negotiating philosophy, which was a pretty good start. I think he is going to need some new people, and from everything I hear, there's going to be some new people coming in. I think it'll be a good thing. I think the combination of the disastrous debt ceiling deal and the elections in New York and Nevada were a clear signal, and I think that this shows that the White House is responding to this, and this was a good start yesterday. I think he's got to go through and make some other good starts. I was particularly
what do you want him to do exactly?
The fact that they opened... I want to make changes. All right, yesterday was a change. How do I know? You know, they come in and said they have a communications problem. Well, then fire the communications people. But you got to identify something. You can't have the kind of year that they had and say we're just going to keep doing things the same way we did them. You got to do things differently. That happens in every organization, and I think yesterday it happened in this organization, and I suspect that it's going to continue to happen.
Well,
we can't afford the Democrats. Go ahead. I'm sorry, George.
No, while this is all happening, you got this new book, Confidence Man, talking from Ron Suskind, painting a picture of an economic team racked by division, some sexism in the White House with the president not always fully in control. How does that portrait strike you? Does it square with what you've seen? And how would you advise the White House to handle this book?
Well, first of all, the president's appointed two women to the Supreme Court. His Secretary of State's a woman. His Chief Domestic Policy Advisor's a woman. I don't know what happened in certain meetings in the White House, but that's I think that's a charge against the president's pretty shallow. Making economic policy is hard. In the Clinton administration, there's a lot of back and forth. There always is. To what extent that is, I don't know. And the one thing I know is this. They can't do anything about what's in that book. What they can do is between now and the election, and I think yesterday was a start toward that. I think if he shows that kind of aggressiveness and he makes some changes in some personnel and gets some different people in there, I think he can do quite a bit better. But it was, it was pretty bad. Look, this is the Buffett vision as opposed to the Limbaugh vision. That's as simple as you can make this thing.
Okay, we only got a few seconds left. What about this idea of a primary challenge? Is it good for the Democrats, and will it happen?
No, don't you think Ralph Nader's done enough damage to the country? He was probably single-handed responsible for electing George Bush. Nader man ought to consider retiring.
Coming up, more opinions and reaction to the president's plan as the conversation continues on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 28stamps.com, and you'll get a no-risk four-week trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including free postage, but only if you go to 28stamps.com. That's the number 28stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 28stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your four-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 28stamps.com.
This is the Countdown Show, focusing on the president's plan for taxes and jobs. Host Bob Miller with economist Bob Whalen about the president's plan.
Did you see this article in the Philly.com? It's real interesting.
No, I haven't. That kind of doesn't surprise me.
It says that households making more than $1 million will pay an average of 29.1% of their income in federal taxes, including income taxes and payroll taxes, according to the Tax Policy Center. Households making between 50 and 75 will pay 15%. So this seems to fly in the face of what the president says about who's paying taxes around here.
Yeah, most of the income tax is paid, half of it is paid by households that make anywhere from $75,000 to $500,000. That's half of all the taxes paid.
Okay.
And the middle class, people making below $75,000 pay a huge chunk of it, too. So these numbers really irritate me. When I saw the idea of, let's do a millionaire's tax. I see nothing wrong with everybody paying the same tax once they cover basic living expenses.
Right.
But do you say, okay, let's have a millionaire's tax, and that's going to raise, so many hundreds of millions of dollars. If we just make them pay the same rate a middle-class person pays at minimum. And I went and did the numbers this morning. I just grabbed the IRS data. They report this stuff. Listeners can get this data and look at it.
Yeah.
You know, and I come up with is $16 billion, not $100 billion a year or whatever it is. He says it doesn't add up. It just simply doesn't add up.
I see.
But we do have a situation in the country where the income level that pays the highest marginal tax rate are the people making between $500,000 and $1 million a year. And it does go down. But it doesn't go down hugely. Maybe Warren Buffett really has a great tax accountant. Maybe that's the story. maybe the policy should be to get rid of his tax accountant. I don't know.
Well, are we talking here about the Warren Buffetts of the world? I mean, when we're talking about these guys that are making all this money, aren't a lot of them like guys at hedge funders?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, would be Wall Street people, would be people that inherit a lot of money. Some of it, believe it or not, are farmers and ranchers. They're people that make big investments in Silicon Valley and the like. And there aren't that many of them. There's just not that many of them, but they're out there. And on average, I'm looking at the average tax rate paid by people over a million. It's about 25%. It's about 25%. You get to the middle class, say some guy making, you know, 50, 100,000, it's about 10%. So it's not, I mean, they'll pay more percentage-wise.
From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, talk host Tom Becker thinks going after millionaires is not the change our tax system needs.
If you are single, you're making a decent living, you don't have any kids, you don't have a house mortgage, you don't, you're screwed with the current tax code. And the one thing about the Buffett rule, and I know it sounds good, boy, it sounds good. You know, you get these politicians, and they say, boy, we're, you know, we want to tax the rich more, and it sounds good. And, boy, it plays well to Barack Obama's base, and it plays well. But let's be honest. If you're going to tax the rich more, what are they going to do? Find ways to get around it. Let me speak to the old rock and rollers in the audience. Yes. Those of you that may recall the days, like in the 70s, early 80s, when England was taxing their wealthy like 70, 80, 90%. I mean, yeah, they were taxed, okay? That was when people like Rod Stewart, John Lennon, the Rolling Stones, all moved out of England. They all looked at this and said, oh, yeah, you want to tax us that much on our wealth? You know, we're going to go now and move our official residence to wherever they had a lower tax rate. And then they went and said, we'll come by and visit once in a while to say hello. That is exactly what is going to happen with this. And why people can't see that. Okay, let me put it in this way. Let me put this to anybody that really supports the Buffett rule, where the wealthy should be taxed more. And by the way, I think everybody should be taxed at the same rate. Make it just simplify the entire tax code, okay? And all the gimmicks, the loopholes, the different rates and all of that. No, make it simple for everybody to figure it out. One size fits all. Make it fair and equitable, but make it so that everybody pays, okay? So, if you think this Buffett rule is a good idea, let me ask you a question. Did you see what happened this past week with Netflix? When Netflix raised their prices, doubled their prices, what wound up happening? People left Netflix. They told Netflix, we don't need you. We're moving. We're gonna get our movies somewhere else. Now, by increasing the tax on the rich, why wouldn't they do the same thing?
Coming up next, the Palestinian bid for statehood on the Talk Radio Countdown Show when we continue.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, the new media, all in the focus here, and that will include the looming showdown at the UN over the Palestinian bid for statehood. From Fox, Brett Baer talked to analyst Charles Krauthammer about the necessity for a peace deal with Israel before there's any recognition of a Palestinian state.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is defying U.S. and Israeli pressure and going to the U.N. Security Council to seek a recognition for a Palestinian state from the United Nations. Earlier this afternoon, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu actually tweeted this, quote, "I call upon the Palestinian President to meet with me in New York to resume immediately direct negotiations for peace." Interesting, a new world, diplomacy over Twitter. What about this push, Charles?
Look, by going to the UN unilaterally to get statehood without having negotiated a peace with Israel, what the Palestinians are doing is officially tearing up all the peace agreements it signed, starting with Oslo. And to me, it's refreshing because it never had any intent of abiding by these treaties. And when it was signed in 93, the idea of having a state in return for recognition of Israel and peace and giving up of terror was always deceit on the part of the Palestinians. They never intended it. But Americans and Israelis believed it and talked themselves into believing. After they were offered the Palestinians a state in 2000 by President Clinton and said no, that was our first clue. Secondly, in 2001, lastly in 2008, when the Israelis offered Abbas a state with all of the West Bank and Jerusalem as a capital, independence, and the Palestinians said no. Why? Because they have no intention of establishing a state while recognizing a state of Israel as a Jewish state and living in peace. The idea, as we're going to have now with the UN, is to have a Palestinian state remaining in a state of war with Israel and to continue the war until Israel is destroyed. And that's what all of this is about.
Radio man Ray Appleton with CBS correspondent Robert Berger about the opposition to the Palestinian statehood idea.
The Palestinians have basically broken off, you know, talks with everybody else. They're making this big end run at the UN for statehood. I believe Mr. Abbas is applying on Friday for full statehood recognition. Isn't this something that could be a little dangerous for them and might backfire in the long run?
It's certainly a gamble because there's a lot of opposition to it, beginning with Israel, which is really the one that would have to give the Palestinians a state. I mean, you know, the Israelis control the territory. And then you have the United States, which is the world superpower and the mediator in the peace talks. And then there's even the European Union, which is wobbling and not too happy about the whole thing. And so it is a gamble, but the Palestinians seem to want to be able to make some headlines and get their agenda back into you know, into the international community, they've decided to go for it, even though there are still last-ditch efforts to try and stop it diplomatically.
Is the Palestinian, are they trying to hedge their bet on the fact that the ears in the UN may be a little bit more sympathetic to their cause?
Well, you know, the Palestinians have what the Israelis call an automatic majority at the UN. That means that most member states support the Palestinian cause. Now, I'm talking about the General Assembly, which has 193 member states, and the Palestinians claim they have the support of 130. So the world at large does support the Palestinian cause and is not particularly sympathetic to Israel. But the votes that really count, the United States in particular, still isn't behind the Palestinians on this one. The Americans and the Israelis and the Europeans are saying, look, the only way to really achieve peace and a Palestinian state is to do it through negotiations, not through unilateral moves.
The Solyndra scandal and the president and this administration on the Talk Radio Countdown focus next.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
As Americans transition from lackadaisical summer schedules back into hectic school and work mode, Sargento Foods Incorporated encourages adults to embrace the mini meal to balance daily eating. Snacking intake averages about 580 calories each day, and according to registered dietitian and Sargento spokesperson Elizabeth Ward, those extra calories often have very little or no nutritional value.
Hectic schedules make it too easy to choose unhealthy convenience foods that do nothing for metabolism or energy levels. Incorporating nutritious mini meals multiple times a day helps avoid those mid-afternoon slumps and fill in dietary gaps. I recommend choosing snacks with calcium, vitamin D, potassium, and dietary fiber. For your next afternoon fix, try a Sargento reduced-fat Colby Jack stick paired with carrots or celery. It's a quick and more wholesome on-the-go option than sweets or other processed cheese snacks.
For more information, visit Sargento.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison.
We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the scooter store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. The attention is now back to the Solyndra scandal. From Fox, Neil Cavuto and Judge Andrew Napolitano talk about the upcoming hearings and how the executives of this company are not making things look pretty good for the president.
Solyndra's top dogs pretty much going to keep their mouths shut. In a letter, we're just hearing that Solyndra's attorneys are saying that the company's CEO and chief financial officer will invoke their Fifth Amendment right to not answer any questions put to them Friday at a congressional hearing. To the judge on what this all means, what does this all mean?
Well, they have little choice but to invoke the Fifth Amendment. Their offices were just raided by the FBI, and they've been told by their lawyers, anything you say to anyone in passing, certainly under oath to the Congress, can be used against you. And I don't want you to testify, the advice would be, until we know what the charges are. So the only way to avoid testifying is to invoke your Fifth Amendment. The jury can draw no inferences from your invocation of your right to remain silent if you are indicted and do go to trial. That's the legal side. The political side is this really seriously exacerbates things for the White House. The White House wanted those people to go out there and say, we were serious entrepreneurs and made a serious pitch, and we were undercut by the price-cutting Chinese, and that's why we couldn't sell enough solar panels. But we put that $550 million that you loaned us to good use. We're not crooks. They can't say that. So now...
Then why go to Washington Hall and...
Well, they have no choice but to go because they've been subpoenaed. And
so when you're subpoenaed, you don't have to speak?
If you are in potential criminal jeopardy, they are in actual criminal jeopardy because of the FBI behavior last week. They have the right not to speak, but they do not have the right not to show up. Who will they go after next? Who will the Congress try and interrogate next? The officials from the Energy Department who decided to give them the money and who attended some of the Solyndra board meetings. What will they do? They'll invoke executive privilege, and that will ratchet this up even more. Mr. President, what did your people know, and when did they know it? And why did they blow $500 million on a company that went belly up?
All we know is that the theatrics are going to be such that people are going to look at this and say, well, they're not talking. Energy folks aren't talking.
Right.
No one's talking. I'm worrying.
Right. And that will make that will turn up a heat on the White House. It will show this to be what it probably was, a favor to a well-connected political contributor, the principal investor in this company, not the CEO or the CFO.
But this is a present scandal. It's not like the Clinton Whitewater scandal.
Correct. This is not
preceded him coming to office.
This is going. This
but that dragged on his presidency for quite a while.
It did. This is going on as we speak. This will drag on his presidency for as long as it lasts, whether it lasts another 14 months or whether he gets reelected next November.
Talkers Pat Campbell here with Bruce Krasling from Business Insider. He's got some info from a former member of Solyndra's management team about the government's role and what went on there at that company.
You've got some inside information. You've sort of got a
a deep throat source over at Solyndra. Tell me about this.
You hit it on the head. I on September 16th, I was contacted by an individual. He was part of the management team at Solyndra. He provided a very lengthy series of comments. It's up on my blog. He covered a variety of topics, many of the ones that are, you know, the question marks, which you and I have been discussing, mm-hmm. the ones that, you know, everybody in America is wondering about. And he provides a different perspective. He provides some degree of clarity on the role of George Kaiser. He does provide some clarity on what the government's role in this was. And I think it's interesting. I'm not sure that it answers all of the questions, but it does answer some of them.
Of particular interest to me and obviously my listening audience here in the Tulsa area, we want to hear about this clarity he provided on the Kaiser connection. What did he tell you?
There's two sections that deal with George Kaiser.
Okay.
One is, what was the basis of his investment initially? And that is that it came via George Kaiser's 501c3 nonprofit entity. This is, if you're Bill and Melinda Gates, you have one of these. If you're George Kaiser, you have one of these. Mm-hmm. If you're the Walton family, you have one of these things. And this is a way to put huge amounts of family wealth in a pocket and invest that money for strategic purposes, whatever. But the benefits cannot go back to the family. It's a key issue here is that once the money is out of Mr. Kaiser's pocket into a 501c3, mm-hmm. he can't get it back in his pocket. So this source that I have makes the comment, if things had been different, and Solyndra had been a home run and made $20 billion, George Kaiser would not have made a dime.
Kaiser could not have profited personally from this venture.
That is correct.
Okay.
This is, you know, I mean, that's a substantial change of what someone's thoughts of this might be. If you believe that this was George Kaiser greed trying to amass wealth, the answer is no, it's not. This is not a mechanism to achieve that one way or the other.
All right. Isn't it exciting? The next thing up will be the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You thought we had that all taken care of. Well, not so fast. That's next here on The Countdown.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars in all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa, just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world, and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families,
for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk radio in review. Now the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell has surfaced again from affiliate WDL in Wilmington. Host Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong with CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about whether our military is ready for Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Is the U.S. military ready for this?
I think so. I think fundamentally the majority of them are. The majority of the young generation that comprises most of the combat forces, their attitude is they don't care. Now, there's a lot of social issues that still have to be worked through, and surely this is not the end of any kind of controversy. I think the issue of spousal support is still going to come up. I think the Defense of Marriage Act is still an issue. But the young kind of generation that is in the military doesn't care about your sexual preference, and I think that's a very positive influence right now.
Well, the repeal came at midnight, but the Pentagon's been making preparation for this in terms of recruits for some time now.
It has. It's been training. It's been trying to get soldiers to understand what the implications are, more of a sensitivity training. I mean, it's going to mean making sure that, off-color jokes and things that create what could be a hostile work environment, for example, aren't going to take place at this point, and what will be punished should that take place. You know, there's still so many soldiers that are very religious, deeply religious, and feel this violates their religion. So I mean, part of the training will consist of getting them to get them to understand and get their heads around the concept.
And that leads into a next question, Mike. Of civil rights activists are calling this an historic day. Gay rights advocates are doing the same. Being in the military, as you were for many years, obviously each soldier will make their own decisions on how they feel about this. How deeply does this change the military? Obviously, the makeup changes.
Yeah.
Does it go deeper than that?
It does, only because I think for the first time, really, we have a military that's not fully reflective of civilian society. We have rules now in the military that don't necessarily exist within the civilian world, and that really is the same spouse issue. Right now, you could be a same spouse couple in New York, for example, but the military won't, or the government, the military doesn't recognize that. So there's still conflict that has to be sorted out, and whether or not that is quickly or not really remains to be seen.
Mike, would you be surprised if they didn't at some point have to put some of this in writing? In other words, you refer to fair treatment of gay recruits and such. Do you think they can leave that as informal as that much of a directive, or will something have to go down on paper? What are your thoughts on that down the road?
The military likes things on paper and makes sure things are very crystal clear. If you like rules and boundaries, there's no place better for that at this point, because it's all about expectation setting and clearly making sure that everybody knows the standard. They would rather have it not be an issue. I mean, it really comes down to, you know, competence and commitment with regard to doing your job. It's the same thing as a civilian. The question is whether or not your sexual preference interferes with that, similar to your religion interfered with that. And I think that's where, you know, the military's mission is to fight the nation's wars and not to try to be re-engineering society on issues that society needs to take care of.
And in terms of adding competence and commitment, obviously this can only help that.
Yeah, I think so. I think, again, if soldiers can serve without getting get this in the way, I think it does create a better army and a better military.
Talk person Tommy Tucker with Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness, about the impact of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
What do you think is going to be the effect of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Is it going to affect the fighting force, or is this something that the soldiers are just going to get over like they did, for example, when restrictions against African Americans or
women? Whoa, wait a minute. Let's take this one at a time.
Okay.
All right.
this is not just the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It is imposition of a new law, a new policy, the LGBT law for the military. Okay, so let's start thinking about it in terms of what it really is.
Well, let's start with you telling us what that is.
Okay. The training that's been taking place over the last 7 months, today in the Wall Street Journal, one of the biggest advocates of repeal admitted this, something we've known all along, that this training provided, quote, an unprecedented opportunity to train and educate people about the gay and lesbian community. It was an opportunity to realize the normalcy of the gay community. Now, isn't that interesting? What is this have to do with improving military readiness, combat effectiveness, which you just mentioned? The answer is absolutely nothing. This is a political payoff on the part of the president to LGBT activist groups. He celebrates LGBT Equality Month with them every June, done it 3 times. This is pure political payoff. There is nothing beneficial for the military here. With regard to the Marine Corps ball, I've been getting all kinds of messages. People are really concerned about this. For some reason, the gay activists just cannot wait to go to the Marine Corps ball. There's a fascination there that is quite peculiar, but you see it a lot in gay activist magazines and books and articles and so on. So I think Marines will always behave in a professional way.
From CNN, Jonathan Mann and Chris Lawrence talk about the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the problems facing former members of the military who are trying to return to duty.
According to Service Members United, more than 14,000 people were discharged anyway from the military, even under that policy. A 2006 report estimated the policy cost the U.S. government more than $360 million, mostly in wasted military training costs. So what's different today for gay and lesbian soldiers? Pentagon correspondent Chris Lawrence has more on that from the Pentagon. And Chris, I gather that even the president made a point of talking about this change today.
Yeah, he did, Jonathan. President Obama released this statement just a few minutes ago, basically calling Don't Ask, Don't Tell a discriminatory law and saying that the nation praises the service of those who were discharged because of it. But the reality is a lot of those who were discharged and want to get back in are finding out that that statement is no guarantee they'll be able to.
Hundreds of American troops who got kicked out of the military for being gay or lesbian are about to get hit again with a reality check.
If I was trying to go back in active duty right now versus reserve, the Navy wouldn't take me in the job that I was doing before.
Jeremy Johnson was discharged in 2007.
You basically wrote a letter to your commanding officer outing yourself.
I did, and it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was something that deep down I felt I was forced to do in order to kind of maintain my sanity.
Mike Alvey had finished a tour in Iraq and been recommended for promotion to lieutenant colonel.
It's a little,
then he was outed by another officer and kicked out of the Air Force.
Obviously, I've had a 5-year gap at this point in my career, so nothing's going to fully repair the damage that has been done to my career. But I'm hoping that I can just at least get back in there where I left off, resume my career.
Both are applying to get back in. But the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is no guarantee.
I'll be honest, I've talked to people who wanted to go back in, and they started making the phone calls to recruiters and found out that their set of circumstances just wouldn't allow it. And there's letdown. I mean, you can hear it in their voice.
Some are too old now. Their specialties are no longer needed, or their jobs are fully staffed. The military is getting smaller, and more people are staying in. And the Pentagon says service members who separated under Don't Ask, Don't Tell will be evaluated according to the same criteria applicable to all others seeking reentry. In other words, there's no waiver.
I think it would be awesome if that could happen. But I know the hard truth is that it's not practical.
Okay, next, news from NASA about a falling satellite that may hit the U.S. on Friday of this week. So that's next here on The Countdown.
Shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I
just can't you watch my LED?
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reviewing talk radio and talk television, the talk media, issue-oriented sort of news, talk television and radio, the six-ton satellite that's following, about the size of a bus. Fox News, Megyn Kelly and Trace Gallagher talking about the latest word from NASA.
NASA now says it could happen as early as Friday, but the big question is still where and who needs to be worried, if anyone. Trace Gallagher live in the West Coast newsroom. Trace, you know, this stuff always comes down in the West. It never happens in New York City. Nevada, California, you're in trouble.
That's very comforting, Megan. You know, it's funny because NASA now says this thing could land on Friday, you know, give or take a day. It's 6.5 tons, but they expect most of it to burn up on reentry, leaving only about 1,200 pounds of metal flying at us. That's not bad, right? 1,200 pounds. They expect this thing to break up into 26 different chunks, with the biggest chunk being around 250 pounds of titanium, aluminum, and steel. And it's expected to land, get this now, narrowed it down to the tip of Canada to the southern tip of South America. So that's pretty much anywhere in the world. They've narrowed it down to Earth, is what they're saying, which is good, right? The debris field on this thing could be 500 miles from L.A. to Phoenix, from Baltimore to Boston, from Denver to Chicago. So that's comforting. And remember, the odds of getting hit are 1 in 3,200. Why don't I like those odds?
They're very
Here's clear. NASA, by the way. Exactly. Here's NASA with some more comforting words. Listen.
It'll have what we call an uncontrolled reentry, which most satellites actually do. They're not brought down in a specific place, or it's just wherever they come down. You just go with the odds, and statistically, the likelihood of it being over any particular populated area is very, very small.
Huh. You know, it's the old three-quarters of the Earth is covered with water theory. It's going to be falling out there somewhere in the ocean. FEMA, as you said, is planning an all-out assault. Look, they're saying if you do find something, Megan, in your front yard, do not touch it.
Oh.
Sure, send the kids out, get a nice picture, but don't touch the thing until it cools off and you call the experts and they'll come in the suits and they'll take it away.
I'm not worried about it falling in the front yard. It's falling on me.
Yeah, that's exactly right, but your odds are pretty good, right? You know, your odds of getting bit by a shark are lower than being hit by a satellite.
So I'm more likely to get hit by the satellite than I am to get bitten by a shark.
Yeah.
Here's Bill Cunningham with space expert Kerry Joles about what the satellite is and why it's falling.
Well, tell me what's coming back into the atmosphere. What is it?
It's a pretty interesting piece of space material. It's called UARF. It was launched in 1991 to study the ozone hole, which back then we were all worried that, you know, the ozone hole would spread, ozone would go away, and we'd all die of skin cancer. They're estimating it'll come down in about 3 days, and it weighs up there at 13,000 pounds. But the amount of material that's actually going to come to Earth. They have done a study on this. I've seen it, and they've estimated about 26 pieces, only about five of which weigh more than about 50 pounds. Some of the rest of them weigh about 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, and they're scattered out over 500 miles.
Where? Now, where?
Well, that's a good question. They're not sure where, but remember, this satellite goes from about 57 degrees north latitude to 57 degrees south latitude. So if you're in Antarctica or the Arctic, don't worry about it. Nothing can hit you. If you are, however, like most of us, under those latitudes, you still have to remember that about 70% of it is water. So the statistical chances are that it'll hit water, like Apollo 13.
Right.
Remember the lunar module that they were living in when it came back? They got back in the command module, and the lunar module fell in the Pacific Ocean and sank to the bottom of one of the trenches there. Skylab broke up. There was some that hit, a couple pieces hit Perth, Australia. But most of it was over the Indian Ocean in terms of pieces. Russian Mir spacecraft was all over the Pacific Ocean. So,
Kerry, I've read this. But the odds, when I read the odds, Kerry Joles, a space expert, it says in the story I'm looking at, the odds are about 1 in 3,000. Is that wrong?
Yeah, 1 in 3,200. But the odds are 1 in 3,200 of you getting hit.
Yeah.
Okay, billion of them.
Well, look at it this way. If 3,000 airplanes take off and 10,000 airplanes take off every day, well, we would be having 3 airplane crashes a day. I don't think anybody would do anything but ride Amtrak. And so the odds of 1 in 3,000 aren't good odds when you're about to be killed.
No, but it's 1 in 3,000 for you. There's 7 billion. You multiply that times 7 billion, and that's the odds for the planet.
So it is very unlikely, shall we say.
It is very unlikely, yes. Let me put it this way. Typically, one piece of space debris reaches Earth every week. Okay, 400 pieces of track man-made debris enter the Earth's atmosphere a year. Okay, this is stuff big enough to track. Okay, and like 75 metric tons of stuff fall on the Earth from space every year, but most of it evaporates or vaporizes in the atmosphere like meteors and meteorites. Okay,
right.
By the way, if anybody should find a piece of this stuff, just to let you know, it belongs to the federal government. You have to turn it in. And they're more worried about the risk of somebody getting cut on rough metal picking it up than they are getting hit by it.
The countdown stories are all listed and in review for your reading and dancing pleasure at the Talk Radio Countdown Show section, DougStephan.com of the website.
Are you